is Tommy's Tips with the Cattle Dog himself.
Well, that's just criminal, mate. You know, we look after the battlers. That's what rugby league is about, working class people.
Tommy Radonikis.
All right, pens and paper ready. Tommy, meet Chris. Chris, say good day to Tommy.
Hello, Tommy. How are you going?
Going good, Chris. How are you going?
Oh, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. I had the pleasure of meeting you when you coached Brothers and I refereed a game up in Gympie.
Gee, that's a long time ago.
It is too. And you gave me a rap. You said I went all right.
Oh, really? Just me rapping a referee. Just...
That's a rare day, Chris. You must have impressed.
Hey, on a real good day.
You must have got him on a real good day. Let's see if we can get him on a day where he's not so sharp on his tips. But let me give you the rundown right here, Chris.
Sure.
You've got a double to go see the Broncos take on Canberra. That's Saturday, June 30, Suncorp Stadium. So that'll be the Broncos' next home game after split round, State of Origin, that type of business. So Broncos Raiders, Saturday, June 30, Suncorp Stadium. Just for getting through. If you can out-tip Tommy, or at least draw with him like Anthony did last week, both of them got 7 out of 8, so Tommy's running into a bit of hot form. You win the ultimate meat tray thanks to Meat at Billy's, much more than your local butcher there at Ashgrove and Paddington, and you also go into the draw for the ultimate grand final party. You and 9 friends or 9 family members, 9 work colleagues, whatever, heading to the Forex Brewery, to the Ale House, food and drink. You get stubby coolers and all the paraphernalia you need. You also get a brewery tour before watching the NRL Grand Final. So it's all there for you. The ultimate meat tray, the Grand Final prize, but tickets to go see the Broncos and Raiders. Let's get down to business, Chris. Tomorrow night, there's only 4 games because it's a split round. Tomorrow night, we see Manly take on the Cowboys.
Oh, it's at Manly's home ground. I think, you know, they've been going bad, and I think they'll probably have to beat the Cowboys. I don't like to say that, but...
No one likes to tip Manly. Tommy, how do you see it?
I definitely won't be picking Manly. And I'll be going the Cowboys because I think the Manly will really miss the 2 Trbojevic brothers.
Tom and Jake.
I really
think
they will miss them, so I'm going to go the Cowboys.
All right, well, the Cowboys without Matt Scott and Bolton now through injury. Scott, suspension, bus. Also, who have they got? They've got Morgan, they've got Hess, and they've got Cooper in the Origin team. Friday night, it's the Bunnies and the Sharks, 3rd v. 4th. Chris, who do you like here?
Oh, I don't like either of the teams, but they're both going so well, so I think I'll go the Sharks.
Go the Sharks there. Tommy?
Yeah, ditto there, Chris. I'm going to go the Sharks also, mate.
All right, we have the Rabbitohs there without their hooker, aren't they? So that might...
He is a good player.
He is. Well, he's wearing a blue jersey now, so of course you'd say that. Saturday, we'll get stuck into Origin in just a moment. Saturday, Parramatta and Newcastle. Chris?
I think Parramatta. Thank you.
You think Parramatta with not much confidence. Tommy?
Right.
Tommy?
I'm thinking too.
Oh, both of you think Parramatta.
No,
right,
listen, I don't think the Eels went that bad the other day, and I'm going to go for the Eels to upset the Knights, mate.
Eels to upset the Knights. All right, that's Saturday. Saturday night at ANZ Stadium. The final game for the round, Sunday afternoon, 4:10. It's the Chooks and the West Tigers. So this is 7th v. 8th, Chris.
Well, I've been a member of East since 1967, so I'm going to have to go for the Roosters.
Oh, there you go, Chooky. So he's a referee and he's a Roosters fan. Tommy?
Chris, you're a silver tail. You're kidding. Mate, of course I'm going the Tigers. No, I'm not going the Tigers. I'm going for the West.
West Tigers. Yes, right, okay. Nice. Well,
they had a good win the other day, and then they just go along and do everything right. Going fantastic.
Well, there's 2 the difference there. Chris, you're cheering home Manly, which is difficult to say and to swallow tomorrow night, and then cheering on the Roosters Sunday. Chris, thank you. Good luck for that. Now, Tommy, State of Origin. You've actually just spent the last 5 days down in New South Wales territory.
Yes, I did, and I had a great 5 days down there, and you wouldn't believe it. I had to go out for tea with these people. They won me in a raffle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? They won you. Was that the first prize or the last prize?
Yeah, right here. But they were a wonderful couple, and yeah. It was a great night. And then we went out to the home of the Magpies at Lidcombe Oval.
Oh, Lidcombe Oval,
and
right.
It brought back some wonderful memories.
I can imagine.
And that was for the State Cup or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And mate, even the people coming off the trains had the black and white jerseys, the Newtown flags. Mate, it was like the old days. Mate, they had 4,000 people there.
4,000.
Now that's tribal. I think that's wonderful. Yeah. So the league has to really have a look at that. Don't forget what we have got in rugby league. It's owned by us people.
Yeah, Tommy, you're spot on. And I know I talk about it from time to time about going back to suburban grounds, but it's all about the corporates and the sponsors and where are we going to put them. But I know the Queensland Reds had an idea a couple of years ago where they were talking about going back to Ballymore, and they said, well, where would we put the corporates? They were talking about setting marquees up on the hill where corporates could come and have a finer experience or an upper-class experience, but it could be an open place where they could also bring their families and their kids, because we all know everyone's working a hell of a lot longer, and these corporate boxes and corporate events on weekends, it takes away from family time. So this, they had the idea of, well, allow the families to come as well, have a corporate atmosphere and have it in a marquee, have it on a hill watching the footy. And why can't the rugby league do that at suburban grounds? I think it'd be a great idea.
I think they definitely have to look at it.
Yeah.
And because, mate, this was something special. Mate, even me mate Singo went out.
Singo, oh, did he? You would have, geez, you survived.
He had a Newtown jersey on his pies. And he's your boss up there too, so.
Nice.
Mate, look, and then I went to the Tigers match.
Yeah.
And that was terrific. And then I went to the New South Wales function.
All right, what do you make of your Blues? Have they got the right team?
Very, very good side.
Yeah.
And, mate, speed, speed, speed.
Yeah, it's something you can't coach, is it?
No, but I'll tell you something, Ben. He's at it again, Queensland.
Oh, right.
Mate.
Yeah.
Who was crying on the TV last night? Kevy Walters was crying. Inglis was crying. These blokes are retiring. You did that last year and smacked our backsides. Well, listen, New South Wales, don't you listen to them cry. Send them up Yankees. Because every year they beat us. Mate, dead set you do.
Tommy, you've got 11 debutants. You've got 11 rookies. So surely you've got to be underdogs.
Have you had a look at your side? Bill Slater, world's best fullback.
Yeah.
Greg Inglis, another world's best centre.
Yeah.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Ben Hunt.
Ben Hunt?
Oh, jeez, I don't like him.
I thought you were about to say world's best halfback for a second.
I think you've got a very, very good side.
Yeah.
And if we're not in our job, we're going to get beat.
All right. So Queensland's got a really good side. You've got a really good side.
Got a crack side.
Who wins?
Oh, Blues.
Yep. Right, after all that.
If we lose,
yeah.
My dad said, oh, I'm leaving the state.
If you lose, you're leaving the state.
I'm going to go to Darwin.
But Tommy, is that the series or is that game one in Melbourne?
That's a series.
Oh, struth. All right, I'm sure there's phone lines in Darwin that we can talk to you on, Tom. Hey, we'll chat again next Wednesday. Oh, actually, no, we won't. We'll chat again earlier than that. When's your checkup? It's on Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. Probably early next week.
Yeah, all right, mate. We'll touch base with you Friday and see how you're travelling and, after that checkup, all right?
Okay, mate. No worries at all. Sounds good to me.
Good on you, Tommy. There we go. Tommy Radonegas. I know he was a former New South Wales coach, their first ever captain, but he's still a good bloke, isn't he? We don't want him to move to Darwin. Oh, no. That's going to be a long, long distance phone call, that one.